Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm. from a trio that is making modern jazz a land of plenty and quite good. That was the outfit called Possibilities with the 2017 tune Vibin' off their latest CD called Get 'Em. So this group developed out of a close kinship, and it's three musicians together that form this bond. It includes saxophonist, composer, and educator Tim Bennett. He's out of Chicago. Peter Mannheim, he's the drummer and percussionist. They're the glue out of Evanston, Illinois. And the great Dan Stein, he's a versatile and a very exciting young bass player, and he's a native New Yorker. After meeting as 18-year-olds in 2007, they became a big part of each other's musical and personal development. They sought wisdom from the older generation of jazz cats, but also learned from each other, personalizing and implementing the knowledge passed down to them from their mentors in rehearsals and performances. That's what good students do. The group would develop their own musical language, and after a few years of playing, they realized that there was something unique and passionate that occurred every time they got together. So years later, after they individually pursued professional careers in music, they found that although they were playing with notable musicians in the fields and in different contexts, nothing felt quite like the music they made as a trio, and there is Possibilities. They started performing again and recorded their debut album, its full length, Get 'Em, and this was the track you just heard off of it. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Dan joined me and talked about the group's bond.
We had a special bond just as friends and musically, and after we graduated college, we sort of went our separate ways for a while. The other two musicians lived in Chicago and I lived in New York. And the more time went on, the more we played professionally with other people, we found ourselves in great situations, but we realized that nothing felt quite like playing with each other. And so we decided to make it a priority that even if we were living in different places, we were going to start going on tours and making a record. It's really the friendship between us that I think comes out in the music.
So these cats reached out to me. I'm very glad they did, and I'm very glad that they kicked off this hour of jazz together. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a very rainy town full of trios, innovation, and that local shrine known as the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you jazz in the right contexts and angles, like a nice geometry box. Off his latest 2017 album, Made in America, I'm glad to spin this one. He has been refined in Kansas City. This is legendary and veteran saxophonist, composer, arranger, and notable educator, Bobby Watson, with the tune The Guitarist, showing the world why he produces some of the finest jazz cats out of the University of Missouri, Kansas City, with his gift of play and teaching. We'll be right back.
Al, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. We'll be right back.
That was saxophonist Rolf Delfos with the tune A Weirdo in Town off his 2017 CD, Delfo Road Trip for the Last 90 Days of Your Life. It's true. That's the name of it. So this cat wrote most of the pieces for the Fusion Quintet, full of energetic jazz rock with a positive attitude and room for improvisation. It's a good mix. This sax man has solos on alto and soprano that are very powerful and melodic, yet another titan in a world of jazz giants. From the quintessential singer and bandleader who defined flair, this is the one and only Cab Calloway III and his orchestra in tow with the 1944 tune, I'm Making Believe. And he always did, as we do too, around here on this make-believe yet real hour, jazz rolling on by.
I think the operative word here is quintessential.
Quintessential, with an accent on the T.
You betcha. Hidey-ho, man. Here we go.
Here we go.
My arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow. Making believe it's you. And kiss my pillow, making believe, making believe it's you.
Hey, this is Kevin Eubanks, and it's such a pleasure to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Camino.
That was Swiss jazz trumpeter, flugelhornist, and composer Franco Ambrosetti with the 2014 tune Heart Bob. This cat has spent years getting around, working at jazz festivals and concerts with the likes of Kenny Clarke, Dexter Gordon, Phil Woods, Cannonball Adderley, Joe Henderson, Michael Brecker, and the list goes on. And just for the record, you have to know that Franco has a master's degree in economics from the University of Basel. Music and economics, I guess they work, do they?
I think so, yeah. But at least math.
Not in jazz. There's not a lot of money. Maybe in other genres. From the acclaimed teacher and a man that knew his way around the jazz maze, so to speak, this is Lenny Tristano with his bachelor's and master's degrees with the 1946 tune Out on a Limb, as we do the same here on this branch-filled hour of Jazz Kids.
Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold. And of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls, and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears one fine day in spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me, if the ship I sing doesn't to me.
That was jazz singer Janice Siegel with the tune My Ship off the 1999 CD The Tender Trap. She was known as the singer in the Manhattan Transfer. Originally in 1965, she recorded with a group called The Young Generation. Then in 72, the original Manhattan Transfer disbanded and founder Tim Hauser reformed the group with different singers. This incarnation of the group has enjoyed international success, covering songs from the 30s through the 80s in a variety of genres, including jazz fusion, R&B pop, and doo-wop. And this group has gotten 10 Grammy Awards, and her tenure has made that group strong from the beginning, and she continues her legacy of great singing out there. From the Boston Strong veteran, a friend of the show, and a tenor saxophonist and educator who's one of the best out there, this is Mr. Jerry Berganzi with the 2007 tune Wiggy, as we keep getting wiggy around here. Woo, dig it. Thank you.
Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. You should be listening to the station. It's fantastic.
That was free jazz band leader and sax man Dewey Redman with his take on Stablemates off the 2014 CD in London. This Fort Worth, Texas native did his time with both Ornette Coleman and Keith Jarrett in that free jazz realm. His son just so happens to be the famous Joshua Redman. I didn't even realize that. It's in their genes. From the Italian-American singer, actor, songwriter, bandleader, trumpeter, and a paisan, Louis Prima, this is the 1956 tune, The Lip, off his LP, The Wildest, and he always was, as we continue this wild hour of jazz, kids.
Down on the Mississippi River in a knock-out dive, I met a trumpet-playing character and man alive. When he began to riff, he really played it from the hip, and when I asked about his name, they told me that's The Lip.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays high notes like The Lip. He's got a tone that's reminiscent of a boy named Bix. He plays so high that only dogs can hear him, just for kicks. And when I ask him, does he read, he says,
I tell you, hon, I read a little bit, but not enough to hurt me none.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays high notes like The Lip. I said, The Lip.
You must mean Ray Effett, huh?
I said, The Lip.
No, man, she means Harry James.
I said, The Lip.
You mean Louis Prima.
I said, The Lip.
Oh, Liberace.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays high notes like The Lip. I never heard a trumpet player play a note so high. I had to coax a lot before The Lip would tell me why. Then he took out a little jar that's labeled high note grease, and he rubs a little every night on his mouthpiece.
Yip, 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 yip.
No one plays high notes like The Lip.
Listen here, gal. You kidding about all that high note grease?
Nah, man, I swear he had 10 in a big valise.
Well, you mean he goes to the drugstore and gets them from the medicine shelf?
No, some cats told me he makes it himself.
Yip, 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 yip.
Tell us the secret of The Lip.
Well, you take a bucket full of steam and a dozen ruse eggs. You mix them up gently with a bushel full of goldfish legs. You hang them on a skyhook in the midnight sun, and then you fry them until they're done.
Yip, 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 yip.
That's the secret of it.
Neon Jazz!
Thank you.
That was the 17-piece 21st Century Christian McBride Big Band with the 2011 tune Brother Mister off the CD The Good Feeling, and that's all he puts into his music. And taking us out of this hour of jazz is an artist out of the Netherlands known as Coffee. This is actually a mix of Afrobeat, pop, funk, and jazz, creating a very surprising blend of influences from the Netherlands. And this is a great dose of music caffeine. Off his newest album, just released in March of 2017, it's called Huntu. This is the tune Mama Deo, and it's a good one. So with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best cup of coffee with the music around, the Neon Beast, Mr. John Christopher.
Hopefully with not too many dregs in the bottom.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Reach out. Let us know what is going on over your cup of coffee or two. We are always here for you. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.